Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring back our good friend Tim Berry, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. 14-plus years as a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of The Plan As You Go, Business Plan, as also Hurdle, which is the book, the Bible, on business plan. The man who's forgotten more about business plan than the rest of us will ever know. He's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good. So happy to be talking to you again.
And the father of five great children. What an accomplishment that is. That's that's your big success story, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it makes me happy, that's for sure.
Hey, Tim, talk to us. One of the things I know you've been talking a lot about lately and thinking about is the reality of the investment in social media. You know, we all look at it, and we don't have to write a check for it. But it does take time. It does cost something, and we need to be realistic about what it takes, don't we?
Jim, I get intrigued when we see myths flowing around and misunderstandings, and I really enjoy participating in particularly Twitter, but also Facebook. Number one, number two, I think it's a collection of great opportunities for businesses to earn a voice, whereas in the past they used to have to buy a voice. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge difference. But number three, the myth of it that it's free and every small business owner should be doing the social media is intriguing to me, because of course nothing that takes time and effort and that you have to do well is free in small business. Mm-hmm. And that's where I say it's the myth, because you don't just get that voice free. You have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the interesting mismatch between the common wisdom and the actual fact for small business owners. And that's what I'm seeing is intriguing, that we think it's going to be something that can make a huge difference to small business owners. And I do. But I just think we should be talking about how you do it and who
right.
in your business does it and where you find the time and mm-hmm. what's the right content and how that worked for your business, because it does depend on not just doing it but doing it right with a plan.
Well, the small business owners are, as you know, my second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. Because we're all undercapitalized, but the only thing that we're more starved for is time. We're more starved for time than we are capital, and so the time that it takes to do social media, if we're doing it, that means something else isn't getting done, and there already are not enough things getting done. So you've really got to pay attention to where the investment, you know, where the resources are going to come from. What's the best use of your time? And the best use of other folks' time. But I like what you say about the earn thing. What my friend Kirk Chaffetz says, there's three kinds of media. There's paid media, which is like an ad. There's owned media, which is what you create. And then there's earned media, which is what you were talking about, which is where other people see your stuff or your comment or whatever and then tell other people about it. That's like a referral. And so you've got those three kinds of medias, and one of them, the first one costs you money. The second one might cost you a little bit of money because you might have to spend money to create something, whatever, an ad or a brochure or whatever it may be, or a message that you put on social media. And the other one, you don't pay for that, but you do have to earn it. And that requires you to do something, doesn't it?
And it's a huge change. I mean, I have the privilege of having started a company before the internet, believe it or not. I mean, I'm that old.
Me too.
And in those days, I'm talking about the late 80s, early 90s,
yep.
with the beginnings of business plan software, my options were to pay a couple $1,000s for a very small ad in the back of a computer magazine where only 2 or 3% of the readers would ever care about business planning, or to pay $2,000 or $3,000 for a very small ad in the back of a business magazine where only 2 or 3% of the readers would ever care about business planning.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the options. Mm-hmm. That's why I say you had to buy a voice.
Mm-hmm.
To tell people the product existed, you had to write checks.
That was paid media, folks.
Yes.
And now you've got owned media and earned media that you can have. And that's the good news. The bad news is you got to be realistic about what it costs you. When we come back, Tim's going to help us with that. 20 Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.